This is 89.3 WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries. Roughly a decade ago, NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts authored a best-selling book about the women who were behind, and in some cases, alongside the Founding Fathers. There's a new illustrated version out for kids called Founding Mothers, Remembering the Ladies. Tomorrow at 8:45 a.m., she'll be talking about the book at her alma mater, Academy of the Sacred Heart on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. And she's here with me now. Good to talk to you again, Cokie.
So nice to be with you.
So you of course, grew up in a political family here in Louisiana. Both of your parents, Hale and Lindy Boggs, served in Congress. So as a kid, what did you learn about these women, Abigail Adams and Martha Washington and Deborah Franklin?
As a kid, I learned barely anything about them. I knew that Martha Washington had spent a miserable winter during the Revolution at Valley Forge, and I knew that Dolly Madison had saved George Washington's portrait when the British burned Washington. But that was about it.
These women were great characters, and they were busy during the founding of the nation. So why is it that they were left out before now?
Because they were women. It's not complicated. people, you know, have not paid a lot of attention to what women were doing. Because, look, they didn't sign the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. They weren't the generals in the war. So the people that historians write about tend to be the ones that have titles, and these women didn't.
Your mother, of course, was first elected to Congress after your father died. And do you remember thinking that it was remarkable at the time? I mean, she was the first woman to be elected to Congress from Louisiana.
No, because she had been so key in his political life and in the political life of the 2nd Congressional District of Louisiana. She had run his campaigns always. She had been his campaign manager. She had run the district office after he went into the leadership. So she really knew the district better than he did, if the truth be told. And so it was just natural for her to do it. It never occurred to any of us that she wouldn't run.
Right. And now here we are in 2014, and Senator Mary Landrieu is the only woman elected statewide to office here in Louisiana.
It ebbs and flows. I mean, it is true that you'd certainly like to see more women in office in Louisiana. Among other things, what we've learned is it tends to be true that when more women are in office, the government is more efficient and less corrupt. But it's not a sign that we're going backwards, I don't think. It's a question of the right woman being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Going back to your book, Founding Mothers, and of course this is for kids now, what are you hoping that kids will get out of it? Do you think it will inspire more people to get involved as they grow up into politics and civic
life? I hope that's true. I mean, not only do I want kids to learn the history of these women, I want them to learn history, period. Particularly the history of the founding period, because that is the time in our nationhood where we came together to experiment with this idea called America, where you would have a country based on the consent of the governed.
These stories that you've compiled in this book, I understand that a lot of them are drawn from your own research, reading the letters of the women that were around at the time that our nation was being founded.
That's always the first place you go, because it's as if you're listening to the women talk. Interspersed with, I think we should declare war against France, will be, and I need that new bonnet that I left behind at the house.
Cokie Roberts, always lovely to talk with you.
Well, wonderful to talk to you, and I will be at the Louisiana Book Festival in the fall as well.
Cokie Roberts joined me from Rhode Island Public Radio in Providence. She is the author of Founding Mothers, a book for grown-ups, and now a book for kids. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.